All right, we are back coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. A lot of stuff going on. Media Day right around the corner. The open workouts right around the corner. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. I know I'm going to butcher this. Let's welcome Edmond Shahbazi.
Shahbazi.
I was close. Yeah. I've been practicing. Does it bother you? Do you get upset when people butcher it?
No.
I mean, I was close. I didn't butcher it.
Yeah, you were close. You were close.
let me ask you this. And normally I don't talk to people before we do the interview, and we talked for a couple seconds. And I didn't know if I really wanted to ask this, but I'm curious. And you seem like a really good, cool dude.
Thank you. Do you
read internet, media, all this stuff? Because I read something, and I was offended by what they wrote.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm sure you know what it is, but it bothered me. Do you read any of this stuff? And
some of it I read, but I don't really care what people say. I know what I'm capable of doing, and that's that.
Keyboard warriors.
Keyboard warriors, exactly.
You know, it kills me. Obviously, I'm a short, fat, old guy, so I'm not very athletic, but you know, you didn't have to laugh about that. Everybody's laughing about it. You know, I read something that said in a previous fight that you were petrified to engage. Now that bothers me, A, because you're in there in a fight, which is a lot more than most people are willing to do. But for anybody to say that, like I said, it really offended me.
Yeah, no, for me, I don't really care what they say. I know what I'm doing there. I know what I'm doing to win that fight. So, and that's what I did. I did what I had to do to win the fight. So they can say whatever they want. At the end of the day, I won.
You're 21 years old. When did you decide this is what you want to do for the next 20 years?
It was actually when I was like 12 years old. My brother and I, we competed at a grappling tournament and both placed first. And after that, we're just like, we're going to get into this sport, you know? Like, we're going to start doing everything else combined, like the boxing aspect. We want to be MMA fighters. Our parents were like, you guys are crazy.
They were against it.
At first, yeah. Okay. Well, my dad was for it, but my mom was like, what are you talking about? Like this, that. And we started competing more, doing good. And then by the time I was 19, that's when I turned professional. And here we are right now, UFC, 21 years old.
What has surprised you so far? Anything in the sport?
No, not really anything. I knew whatever was coming my way, so I was ready for it.
What is it like to either wear those three letters, UFC, or walk into, you know, there's a sign right outside. It says UFC Media Room. What is it like to know that you're here? I mean, there is nothing bigger than the UFC, and you're now here.
Definitely. No, it's an amazing experience. You know, like, I've dreamed of it from a young age to actually be here now, from a young age. It's incredible, you know? There's actually a picture of me, like, riding UFC on the wall when I'm, like, in 6th, 7th grade, and just, like, seeing that and knowing I'm in the UFC now, like, I knew it was coming.
So it's kind of like when anybody else is practicing their autograph, you're practicing.
Yeah, I'm going to be here.
Granted, it's early in your career. There hasn't been a whole lot of fights. What was it like on the Contender Series, you know, to block out that guy Dana White is sitting right there watching you? This UFC logo is right there, and that your future is right here, right now.
Oh, the Contender Series was definitely an amazing experience, you know. Not a lot of people get to experience it, and the way I performed too, I did a quick finish and then I didn't mind any of the pressure. You know, I'm comfortable with the pressure. I don't care if anybody's watching. I go there to do my job, and the people watching is just a bonus, you know.
Can you really block all that out?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Definitely, yeah.
How do you hear your coach, but you don't hear the guy in the fourth row?
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
put him in a body
bag. I don't know how I don't hear the people like from the top row and that screaming.
What's the strangest thing you've ever thought of? And I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. So I'm interviewing a fighter. I don't remember who it was. And I asked that question. And he said that he was fighting Dennis Seaver, and who's German. And they were talking German, you know, the coaches. And I never remember the movie, something Bastard, Glorious Bastard.
Yeah.
And he said, for about 2 seconds, I'm thinking of the movie in the middle of the fight. What's the craziest thing, you know, that you've kind of drifted in the middle of the fight? Because you've had to have drifted a little.
I mean, I might have drifted, but I don't honestly remember it. But as far as, like, language-wise, we talk Armenian too. I'm Armenian, so if anybody talks another language, I don't care, because my coaches talk either English or Armenian with me inside the cage. But as far as the weirdest thing I thought of, I don't know, like off the top of my mind, I don't know. Because, before my last fight, it's been all first round finishes. So it's been there in and out quick.
Pretty quick. Yeah.
And then my last fight was a 3-round fight for full decision. But I don't know. I don't remember. There was moments like, you know, like when I'm like, when I had his back or something, and I like looked up and thought of something, but, and then just continued the fight. But I don't remember what I thought of.
Is it an, obviously it's an advantage,
yeah,
you know, to speak a different language because, yeah, you know, especially when you're fighting in the States, most people wouldn't speak Armenian.
Yeah.
You know, so it's an advantage, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like if my opponent's doesn't know that language, it's definitely right, an advantage. My coach isn't going to tell me what to do in that language, in Armenian. And the opponent won't know what's coming.
And so you decided this is what you want to do.
Yeah.
And you're on the roll. Now let's get to know you a little bit. Let's try to find out for our national audience to find out you a little bit. Four people are going to come for dinner. Living or passed away.
Okay.
Real or fictitious. Cannot be family members. You know, can't be coaches, can't be teammates. So who are you going to sit down and have dinner with?
Let's see. Oh, it's people that I don't know.
Yeah, the people. I mean, you could, like, it could be a celebrity. It could be, it just can't be family because, you know, everybody would come with their mom and their dad and yeah, their brother or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see here. I'll go.
It's how we get to know you.
A yeah, I got probably, I'll go with like Kanye West. I'll sit down with him. Who else? Like Odell Beckham. Like, I'm going to name celebrities that I'll sit down. Yeah. For actor, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, there you see, we're yeah, going to become friends.
And another sports, probably like LeBron James.
Okay. Yeah. So you're all over the board, sports.
Yeah,
wise.
Yeah.
Sports, what's your favorite sport?
My not MMA. Not MMA. Yeah. Or boxing, too. Not boxing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Not combat unless it's wrestling. Yeah. And then we can talk wrestling.
I would say probably like basketball. Yeah.
Really?
Because that's the only thing like I'll watch here and there.
Favorite basketball yeah, player? Favorite basketball team?
Lakers, definitely. And LeBron
because
James.
Because of LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah,
again,
and before because of Kobe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So like, okay. I always say my four, Rocky Balboa is my first one.
Oh, Rocky Balboa.
Not,
yeah.
Not Sylvester Stallone.
It's not Sylvester. Yeah.
He's got to come in his shorts.
And, yeah.
You know, when we go to a break, I'll play my ringtone, which yeah, is a Rocky Balboa, yeah, you know, line. concert's going to be in your backyard. So three bands, singers, whatever, are going to perform in your backyard.
Okay. So definitely the Kanye West will perform there.
Even though you're already going to have dinner with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, even though yesterday, I'm going to have him ask him to perform in the concert, and then I'll have, like, System of a Down. Do you know that band?
That's
a rock
not,
band, yeah. Yeah, no. I'll have System of a Down.
Do I look
rock
like that? You're 21, and I'm three times down almost, so no.
Because they're also Armenian, too, you know?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'll have them, and then another probably rock, not rap band, or probably, like, someone like Jay-Z. Well, I want there. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want New Kids on the Block, even though you're a Wahlberg
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
You don't want Donnie there? What kind of TV shows do you watch? What
TV
kind of,
shows?
Yeah, how do you relax?
I haven't actually watched like much TV shows. You know, everybody talks about Netflix and watching TV shows. I've only watched, do you know, The Office?
Yeah.
The Office. I've watched a little
I've
bit of that.
Watched.
Yeah, I've seen like a couple like seasons of that, and then I stopped because like my girlfriend was telling me, like, watch shows, and that's the only one I picked and watched for a little bit. But then I don't like watching shows that much. I sit down and play Fortnite, though. I like Fortnite, the
all
game.
Right. So we got this camera on. Are you going to do the dance then?
Oh,
I don't know anything about Fortnite. I just know about that dance thing.
Yeah, yeah, there's some crazy dance.
What is Fortnite?
It's a online game. Like it's called Fortnite Battle Royale. It's like basically you go in there either with a friend or multiple friends, and you guys just have to be the last one standing out of 100 people, and that's okay, how you get the victory.
Is that where you wear the headset?
No, yeah, you wear exactly. That's why I'm like, I'm comfortable.
Do you have a good headset?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Okay, I was going to give you one. You know, I have a lot of sponsors, so I was going to send that to you. If you could go anywhere in the world that you haven't been,
anywhere in the world that I haven't been, I'll probably like Russia. Yeah, I haven't been to Russia. I'll be down to go to Russia.
I want to go there. Being yeah, Jewish might be a little interesting, but you know,
yeah,
I went to Germany for the UFC, and it was kind of like, I'll tell you a story off the air because I don't want to throw.
For sure.
He's a judge who will be judging here. Just some crazy stuff. Who are some fighters that you've looked up to?
Fighters I've looked up to, definitely Ronda. She manages me. Ronda, I like Connor and John Jones. who's fighting tonight. Yeah. Saturday night. Yeah. It's an honor, you know.
What's it like to be on that card? Yeah, card? You turn around, you look at the thing. Yeah, definitely. This is a stack. What's it like to be on such a stacked card?
You know, being on such a stacked card, and it's a dream come true. And all that's left is to perform amazingly, and that's it. You can't ask for more.
I hate to ask questions, what if, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, I'm sure that you want to get in, get your job done,
yeah,
get out, you know, take no damage so that you can go and watch the rest of the fights. But how do you block that out? You know, the most important thing is your fight and winning.
Exactly. No, yeah, definitely. You have to just stay focused on the positive and have positive thoughts, happy thoughts the whole week. Don't surround yourself with any negative energy. That's what I like to do. I like to keep positive with everybody, with my friends, family. And I don't know, I just stay focused on the fight without any distractions on the side. And it's just been working good for me.
What do you want the national audience to know about you? What can you tell us that we may not already know?
I think I'm the youngest UFC male fighter currently, right now, in the roster. I'm undefeated, 8-0, and I'm going to be the world champion.
You seem like a very happy, you know, it's so cool. You know, guys come in, or athletes, because it could be, you know, I mean, they're here doing a job and that kind of, I mean, you seem like, you know, this is the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is.
It's like going to Disney.
It is.
Really?
I love it. Yeah, I love doing this.
So how do you turn it off? I mean, you're not going to smile like this as you're in the octagon on Saturday.
When I'm in the octagon, you know, it's all business, because I know it's a business at the end of the day, and you go in there and get your job done. You have to understand that part at the end of the day. Like, you could, like, smile through the whole week and everything, but once you're in there, it's work time, and you have to perform.
What or how will you celebrate, you know, after the win on Saturday? Is there a special food?
Usually, like, after we end the fight, we do, like, Armenian barbecue dinner with, like, friends and family. That's what we've been doing for the past, like, couple fights, and maybe this fight we might do the same or something like that.
What is in an Armenian barbecue? I'm going to try to get invited here, Matt.
definitely. You're invited.
Tell me about what you want, because I'm a big foodie.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, the kebabs.
Yeah.
You know, they have amazing kebabs, and the chicken, the beef. It's called, in Armenian, it's called khorovat. It's just, you have to try. It's basically meat, chicken. It's beef, chicken, and lamb, and pork, all that. And you get to enjoy all of that.
I'm going to end the show. Matt can finish it, and I'm just going to go look for this and enjoy it. Edmund,
you'll come with us Saturday.
Absolutely. I'll do it. For coming on, we're going to hook you up with a care package from Ape Man Strong.
Awesome,
so I'm going to get your address here.
Appreciate it.
Matt,
I'm
going to send it back to you.
Thank you.
All right. So, I guess we'll look ahead to some of the UFC fights coming up. I mean, obviously, Randy's out live covering UFC 235, the Jones versus Smith fight. But on Saturday, March 9th, we have Lewis versus DeSantos. That's taking place at the Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita, Kansas. Coming up after that, we have Saturday, March 16th. We have Till versus Masvidal over in the O2 Arena in London. And then looking further ahead, March 23rd, it's the Thompson versus Pettis fight that's taking place at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. The Saturday, March 30th, is the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, going back to Randy Harris's hometown.
Oh, that week is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be epic.
The brotherly love, Barbosa versus Gaethje.
I told you everything that I'm doing in Philly that week, right?
I know. I'm still trying to get a flight up there, but
yeah, you've been replaced.
I got pizzas and stuff to do.
Yeah, no, you do your pizza. I'm going to the Phillies opening day.
Will you tell the Phillies that if they don't take Bryce Harper, I'll take $290 million and I'll play for them?
I'll take $1 million and I'll play.
All right. I'll give a discount. How hard can it be to hit a ball and a stick?
I got to tell you this. I feel like I'm a better person for just sitting 10 minutes with Edmund.
Yeah?
Just how smiley, how happy, how, you know, so on these, I need to get a direct line to him. So when I have my grumpy days, you know, the days that are like Monday, well, really days that end in Y.
Yeah, that kid doesn't have enough time in a day to counsel you.
Just once a day. You know, I want to call him like once a day and just say something. And, you know,
he's fighting the lineman from the sack exchange, right? The New York Jets.
Yes. The handicap.
Charles Bird.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. That was a lot of fun right there. I'll tell you what, Ben Askren was doing his interview while we had Edmund on, and I'm glad that we had Edmund.
Askren's doing, that's his first interview being in the UFC, right? This is his first UFC fight? Since he was traded from one over?
Yes. Yes.
Or DJ?
Yes.
All right.
And I'll be with him tomorrow.
With DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Couture's.
Awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. So that's our three interviews.
I mean, this is like, you know, your 230th, UFC event that you've covered. You know,
honestly, I'll bet you I've done more than 230, because this is UFC 235. That's not counting any fight nights. That's not counting any Ultimate Fighters. I'm probably over this.
So what? So how do you feel about this on a scale 1 to 10? Like what's like?
I don't like that. I don't like grading a card before the event. I mean,
well, how's the buzz for it? I mean, we were in Denver and it was kind of lackluster. Really wasn't much excitement, But Denver was a melee. How's the buzz around this fight? This Jones-Smith fight.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been out and about yet. We got here yesterday. I came straight to New York, to do the show. So I haven't really been out. I know that there's a lot of construction, so that's good for Staff Zone. But how can you not be hyped for this? Are you kidding me? Arguably, the GOAT is fighting, depending on how you want to go with, the issue. The co-main event, I know a lot of people are not giving Usman a shot. Obviously, we are. Then you have Askren's first fight against Robbie Lawler. I'm glad to see Askren's first fight is against somebody like Robbie Lawler, and that it's not, a gimme. This isn't a gimme fight. Some people think Robbie has no chance, old name, old school, old whatever. I'll never count Robbie Lawler out. And I'm sure that's why Matt Hughes will be here, tomorrow and for the week, to support his guy and Robbie Lawler.
Yeah, I mean, it's a stacked card. I wish I was there.
Cody.
A little jealous right now.
Mickey Gall, and we've talked about the Mickey fight against Diego for weeks now.
Yeah.
The fight pack. I mean, this is name-wise. But again, until the fights happen, that's why you have to tune in. That's why you have to get Fight Pass. That's why you have to buy the pay-per-view. And I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Okay.
I agree. No, it's
good take.
Exciting. It's exciting.
I'll tell you what.
Jeremy Stevens fighting?
I get excited. And again, I don't normally show favoritism. I don't normally care win, lose, draw or whatever. But seeing all these massive banners, and you got Anthony and John at the top, but you got Tyron and Usman down at the bottom. And seeing him on the poster is I'm happy for him.
I've seen like three fight, six faces on the promo cards on TV.
Who were the other two?
Yep. So I've seen it with three being promoted. So it's a big card. It's exciting. Well,
Then you got Cody too, on the main card. It's going to be good.
Wasn't Jeremy Stevens the one that Conor McGregor made famous with the
T-shirt?
The T-shirt.
Yeah.
Did you see that Bellator fight over the weekend with the Conor McGregor wannabe, like clone or whatever his name is?
No.
No, you didn't see it. One.
Right, I know who you're talking about.
He's got like the same tattoos and like talks the same and like the same. It's the same thing. It's like Connor 20 years ago.
Yeah, I smell what you're cooking.
I watched it.
What should I do? Where should I go for dinner tonight? I'm in Las Vegas.
I mean, do you want to get paddled while you eat?
I will never go to that place. Ever.
No, I was talking about the strip club. There's a nice one.
I won't go to that place either. It's like, what's that German place?
Hoffenhaus?
Yeah. Where you pay them to hit you to drink a shot of something.
Okay.
I don't get it. And if it's that good of an idea, you should do it if you buy a single slice of cheese pizza. You know,
yeah, we could do some kind of like bodily injury.
Exactly.
Not a bad promotion.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
but I mean, Vegas has like the best chefs. I mean, they get all the hotels, the casinos, world-class dining. I mean, what excites you? What is it that you like walk, you know, is there an experience that you haven't had that you're like, huh, I gotta seek this out?
I don't know. I mean, how would I know an experience I haven't had if I don't know about it?
Talk to Dana. Dana runs that town. I mean, that's Dana White's city. You'd be like, hey, Dana, where should I go for dinner tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to let you and Sean put something together. You guys tell me where to go in my budget. That changes it. Now that's In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe like Whataburger?
I went to In-N-Out yesterday.
Okay. You got Fatburger out there, right?
Yeah, there's Fatburger.
Fatburger. Which one do you like better?
I like, what's the shack called? Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
I like that better than Fatburger.
Well, I saw that somewhere. There was one in Brooklyn, right? Wasn't there one?
Well, Madison Square. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's high.
And they have one in Orlando now, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. How about my boy likes Donnie Wahlberg or Mark?
Yeah. Oh, there's the Wahlburgers. That's not a bad choice. They got a Wahlburger out there.
There is one here. There's one in Orlando. I went to the one in Boston.
How'd you feel about it? Not good, huh?
It was all right. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way. What's the place? I can't think of the name of it. It's where I did the Michael Pittman show for 2 years.
Duff.
Hamburger place.
Hamburger Mary's?
No, it's a chain. They make the fries. They throw all the fries in the bag.
Five Guys?
Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys is killing it.
Yeah, no.
I think they got the best burger on the planet.
I'm a fan of theirs.
I mean, I like that Wolfgang Puck burger place in the mountains that I took you to, but I think they changed ownership.
Did we eat there?
I think so, at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know that we ate somewhere. I just certainly don't. I don't remember at all.
They call it the Winner's Lounge, but we lost.
What's the spring training schedule coming up? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. Baseball? You want me to talk about baseball? I saw your boy KK fell down like running backwards.
I could only hope.
Guy's just a clumsy idiot.
I can't get excited about the start of baseball season. I just don't care. Honest, I don't. You know, I know that I'm going to cover the Phillies during spring training. I like going out there. Cliff Welch, who is a photographer for the Pewter Report, put a post up, and I made a comment. And you know, it was like the first or second spring training game at Spectrum Field, and there's nobody there. You know, back in the day, long time ago, when I was bat boy for the Cardinals, the place was packed. It was spring training. I think part of that. It's not packed anymore because it's not that big of a deal to go to spring training because the Rays are here. Yeah. So if you're going to go to a spring training game, wait for the regular season and go to the Rays.
I think that's why I don't care about regular baseball season because there's so much spring training down here that all the teams are here, you know, locally, Detroit, you know, over in Lakeland and you know, they're all over. So
I'd name them all. You named one of the,
the Yankees in Tampa. You got the, Blue Jays in Dunedin. You have the Phillies in Clearwater. You have Detroit in Lakeland. Sarasota didn't they have the Red Sox for a while, but then it was Cincinnati. I think they.
I believe Pittsburgh is down there.
Pittsburgh, right?
Isn't that where Brooks is hanging out? Garth Brooks is doing.
Yeah, I think so. What's he doing down there?
You know, when you're Garth Brooks, you can go do anything you want.
That's not true.
What can Garth Brooks not do?
He can't go to a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, that's alleged.
Well, I mean, if Robert Kraft can't go, then Garth Brooks can't go either.
It's all alleged.
But
I'm talking about Kraft. We don't know anything about Kraft yet.
Well, I mean, what else do you need to know?
Another day.
Do you want to see a video? You need to see the proof?
No, I really don't need to see a video.
All right. He got a game today, Wednesday, February 27th at 1:05 p.m. The Boston Red Sox are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays.
So wouldn't that game have already started?
Probably over by now, but yeah, that occurred. And then next game is tomorrow. They're taking on the Minnesota Twins.
Do you like that the Rays train in Florida? I mean, obviously, I think it's a great move to move them out of Tampa St. Pete for spring training. But would you like to see them move to Arizona, be in the Cactus League?
Maybe why not? Change it up.
I think it would be good. I mean, I don't think they're going to do it now, but I think that would have made more sense than A, keep them at home, and B, keep them down the road. You know, try to build on that 2,600 fan base. So try to get some more.
Yeah, they're gonna play their next game at the Stras Center. It's great. Sold out.
In the Stras? No, they wouldn't sell it to Stras.
Okay. The Stras Center parking lot.
How about this whole thing, this whole Hamilton thing that's going on at the Stras?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, it's a big deal, though. It's like a lot of people getting excited and dressing up.
You dress up for Hamilton?
Yeah, everybody's dressing up, like showing out, like suits and dresses and formal wear. Like,
I thought you were talking about you dress up like the Renaissance Festival to go to Hamilton.
No, they're just dressing up like millennials trying to like act fancy.
No. All right. You know what the best part is, honestly?
It's almost done.
No, the best part is we're at the bottom of the hour, so you know.
Yes.
Right? That means let's go take what could possibly be our last break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from UFC 235 Media Room. Three down. We are going to reach out to Oos and to Mickey Gall and see if we can grab one of those two guys when we return. This is Knockout Radio on WTAN, sponsored by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends, February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna Proof's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
That's just in case if you're not listening, you should be listening.
Who, me?
No, Herschel.
Oh. Yeah, I don't usually listen.
To Herschel or to the show?
To the show. I know what it's going to sound like.
Yeah, I think we're going to call Kamaru here in a minute.
Nice. The Nigerian nightmare.
We'll give it 10 minutes and then we'll give him a ringy dingy ding ding.
Looks like I got a new neighbor up in North Tampa.
Well, that's nice.
It's reported that WWE wrestler Chris Jericho just bought a $3.25 million mansion in Tampa.
Well, good for Chris Jericho. You know, good friends with, Mark comes to the show all the time. The goat just walked in, by the way.
Who?
Well.
The goat? John Jones?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Yep. I didn't know. That's a nice house that Jericho's got. Does he have like a list of Jericho or something? Some kind of commandments or tablet or something?
Well, no, it's not the commandments. It's you just made the list. And that's what he screams. Like if you do something stupid or bad or whatever, you know, or if he wants to fight you or whatever that may be.
Then you're on the list of Jericho?
Yeah, then you're on the list. You just
I thought it was like a stone tablet. Like you made it, like he carves your name in it. That would be a lot better, don't you think?
No.
I'll make the suggestion to him when I see him.
Okay, so what, he's going to carry how many rocks around with him?
Yeah, like two tablets. Like and then get Apple to sponsor it. They can. Did you see Apple? The employees are like backlashing against Apple for saying that they didn't sign up to work on a project that aided the military, like for a war or whatever. So like they're like the employees are like angry at the ownership. It's like, what? It's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy that the employees, like, the power of ownership is slighted, you know, has now moved to the employees' side. And
okay, let's try to stay professional. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Next guest, Kamaru.
Oh, nice. The Nigerian Nightmare.
KU.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm Doing good. As good as I can be on a Wednesday while I am hungry.
Yeah, well, two more days, you know, and then you can eat. But try to, you know, we've talked to you leading up to this. Try to talk about what it's like, you know, being 3 days away from a title fight.
Okay. I don't see it. Like, everyone's put in that, you know, what it's 3 days like from a title fight, the world championship, 3 days before you become the world champion, and all this. I don't even see it that way. I see it as, and my coaches will attest to this. I try to be as professional as possible, because I feel that when you do everything the right way, there leaves no room for error. There's not that the margin for error is very small. And so when I train, I keep the same routine because it's work. So I keep right. that. Same thing with this fight week. I keep what is work. I'm not around a ton of people. I get my media obligations, my other things done. I come back to my room just like I am literally doing right now. I'm laying down with my feet up, just watching El Chapo, you know? So I everything is the same for me. Everything is regular. The only thing that's going to feel different is when they raise my hand this time, they're going to say, and new UFC champion.
Of course, not knowing until you're there, but, you know, you have fought in a finale. You have been main event stuff. So, I mean, I guess I can understand that you can try to keep it just like any other fight.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm a firm believer. Like, this was the plan. This is no accident. I didn't just get a last-minute call. Hey, you want to fight for the title? No, this was the plan, which was we dominated the opposition until this point. And we got to a certain point where we wanted to plan for the future. We knew we were going to be fighting five-rounders. We were going to be fighting for the title. So we got a couple of five-rounders in there. So we know what that feels like. So we're prepared when it was our time. And it just happens to be our time now. So everything is the way it should be. Nothing's out of the ordinary.
Do you think it's kind of an advantage when the UFC, you know, and really any other MMA promotion changed from three rounds to five rounds on main events? Because I always thought that was an advantage for a champion if a fighter hadn't fought five rounds.
It was an advantage for champions at that point, because everyone normally prepares for a three-rounder. And then you prepare so much, when you start out fighting in the sport of mixed martial arts, you're only ready for three rounders. And then when you throw those extra two rounds in there, it kills a lot of guys. But we've been fighting main eventers. Thank God UFC decided to do that. And we've been put in positions to, we knew we were going to be the main man at some point in this organization. And we've done all the work and taken all the steps to get there. And now we are here.
What goes through your mind as you're walking from the back room to the octagon? Or is it different depending on the fight and who you're fighting?
Yeah, that's a very important question. It's something that I say to a lot of people. A lot of people have different feelings. That 35-minute, one-minute walk is a roller coaster of emotions that people never would even expect or think of. And the first couple of times I did it, of course, I never experienced it, so I didn't know how to really take it in. And you catch yourself thinking about different things. Some people are extremely excited to fight. Some people are super aggressive. They got the mean mug, and they're just ready to go rip the other guy up in there. And some people are scared. Some people are panicking. Some people have anxiety. Yes, all that emotion can get you and eventually throw you off the fight, because at the point that you're done with training camp and you step inside that octagon, it becomes more of 80% mental game as opposed to physical game. And so I've learned over the years to just kind of channel and control those emotions. When you see me come out, you see me as soon as I walk out of that tunnel, that smile goes on my face, and I just, if I want to dance, I'm going to dance. If I want to, you know, it depends. I just feel, I get in my zone, and once I'm in that zone, the only thing I really remember is the ref going, "Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, let's do it."
Let's do it. What do you think, and I'm sure you've seen it because I have, as a fighter's walking in, somebody reaches over and he wants to take it, or she, they want to take a picture. They're trying to get an autograph as you're trying to walk in to get to work.
Yeah, that's the best point where, like I said, I'm in my zone at that point, and I don't even see them for the most part. While you're fully concentrated in your zone while you're walking, the first couple of fights, I didn't really know how to deal with it. I was trying to figure it out. Then the next couple of fights, I zoned in to where I was serious. And then the next couple of fights, I learned the balance to be able to go in and out of those zones. So you'll see me occasionally. I'm walking, I might be dancing, and then I'll come out of that zone and I'll see hands out and I'll shake hands. I'll give some dap, whatever it is, some pounds, and I'll shake some hands quickly. But then I zone back in and continue dancing or making my way towards that cage.
Leading up to this fight Saturday night for the welterweight title, cameras are all over you. You know, I know everywhere you go, the UFC cameras, ESPN cameras. How do you block that out? I mean, I know you see it, but I also know you can block it out. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's like I said, I try to be as professional as possible. So being professional, you understand this is what's going to come with your elevation in the sport. And so these cameras they would never be here if I was just a run-of-the-mill type of fighter, if I wasn't important or if I wasn't good enough. The cameras wouldn't be here. I knew this was what I was going to be. I was going to be good enough one day to where all eyes would be on me. I knew what that was going to be, the goal. That was going to be the spot that I would be put in. And so I'm fully prepared and welcome for this. I welcome it. I embrace it. And also another thing is I've been groomed for this. I like to be prepared, so I've been groomed. I've watched Sugar Rashad Evans do this several times. And when I say groomed, even all the way down to the media run, I've been groomed to all of it. So it's no surprise for me. It's no big thing. It's not going to throw me off mentally. I'm there.
What do you say to your fans? You know you have fans all over the country, all over the world. The fans, and I'm one of those, that are so happy for this opportunity that you have. How does that make you feel, and what do you say to them?
It makes me feel amazing. When you're growing up, you never really imagine, oh, man, I want fans. I'm going to have fans. I'm going to have people that support me, people that care about what I do and what I don't do. You never really dream of that. That's never really the goal. And so it's always very, very humbling to have that support and those people. And so I just want to say thank you to all my supporters all across the world. Thank you guys so much for always supporting me. And even all the haters, thank you guys, because you can hate, but that hate is still a bit of support. So thank
Absolutely.
You guys. Thank everybody for the way they feel about me.
You know, I think it's important to have haters as well. You know, I've always said about some fighters, and Matt Hughes is one of those, he didn't have haters. And to make the money and to get the opportunities and to get title fights, you have to have people that want to see you win. I call it the Ric Flair. You also have to have people that are willing to pay money to see you lose.
Absolutely. And this is a famous quote that my head coach, Henry Hoops, said. And if you've ever been around Henry Hoops, do you know him? He's an older Dutch kickboxing mentality, super serious guy, but an amazing guy as well. And he always says this phrase, rather a bad name than a no name. And that is absolutely correct, because the purpose of this is, and this is every athlete, I understand we want the money, we want to be compensated for all the hard work that we put in. But at the end of the day, we want to be appreciated for all the hard work that we put in. It's just a human trait. We want to be appreciated. And so even when those people don't appreciate you, guess what? Care enough. You care enough to say that you don't appreciate me, because you see me, you've seen what I do, and you cared enough to watch what I do. Now, the moment when you don't care enough to even care or watch or do anything like that, then there's a problem.
Right.
But yes, you do need those people that love you, because they love you and they're going to want to pay to see you do good and win. And then those people that hate you, they're like, oh, man, I'm going to pay to see this guy get beat up. So, man, it's a funny game. It's kind of twisted, but yeah, that's the way it is.
I know that you are an extremely humble person, an awesome, classy guy, but you have to tell me that you have heard in the back of your mind Bruce Buffer screaming and knew.
Absolutely. I'm talking thousands of times. On a daily, I hear it all the time. And I'm a planner. I like to plan in my mind. Not necessarily always write it down and things like that, but in my mind, I'm always planning. My mind is always racing. Even down to before I won my national championship, I visioned that moment so many times, just getting my hand raised. I visioned it so many times to where even the celebration was thought out in my mind.
Wow, that's awesome. So
when that moment happened, it was just, a celebration was, I'd done it in my mind so many times where it was just natural. I just did it. And then I remember all the headlines, the pictures afterwards, and it was just how I pictured it. And the same here. I've visioned this so many times that I can't wait for the moment to just come to fruition.
Final question for you. So when that happens, will that be your new ringtone?
Oh, no. I'm. You know me. I'm not a really sit back and smell the roses kind of guy. But this one, I probably would sit back a little bit more and then and just, you know, just kind of sit back and enjoy and just show my, because I have a daughter now. I have someone else that motivates me, that I really live for. So I'll probably sit back and I think watching the joy in her face and my family's face of what I've accomplished would be good enough for me to just sit back and say, man, you know what? I did all right. I'm pretty damn good. And then 2 weeks later, I'm back in the gym.
And there you go. Well, I appreciate the time. I know that you're trying to relax. I will see you in a couple hours over at the media event. And you know what gets ordered today, right?
Oh, yeah. Some cupcakes, right?
Your wicked good cupcakes get ordered today. Oops, I'll see you in a couple hours.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Take care. That is your co-main event Saturday night, UFC 235. And look who just walked in the door.
Told you, man. I told you I'd make it happen.
I appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm good. Good.
Relaxing?
Yeah. Sleeping. Just woke up. Feel great.
Feel any different this one than any others? I mean, it's a huge card, but does that play into you?
Yeah. So I like always, like when you're about to get on the plane, so it's kind of like all right, here we go. I got to travel, blah, blah, blah. When I got here and got up, like started seeing everybody, all the familiar faces, I felt like I was at home. You know, I felt at home. I feel great. I feel like I'm in my element now. You know, I'm familiar with all the great people that work for the UFC. Talking. It was like I'm talking to all my friends.
Sure.
Just seeing everybody. So I just feel great.
I wanted to ask you this last time. You know, we were going to have you on, Diego. I mean, a big name, but it was a big name from years ago.
Right.
You know, is it? Everybody's reading the name of yesterday or today, or how do you look at that as Mickey Gall?
Legends never die, you know? So he's a legend. He's a legend 100%, which is why when I leave him unconscious in the first round.
Well, that's why I was just going to say that with that being the name and the legendary name that he has and the legendary fights that he's had. I mean, that's a different kind of fight style that for you, right?
Yeah, every fight's different, though. Every fight style is different. His is particularly, you know, crazy. Like, if you look at his fights in the past, his wars. But, yeah, man, I love it. I think it's a sick matchup for me. I think it's awesome.
You don't want to get in one of those slugfests, though, do you?
I'm not afraid of a slugfest.
Well, I didn't say you were afraid of it. You know, I would never say that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying that's not something that, you know.
I guess it's not really my style, but right. Yeah, I don't know. If we get in a slugfest, he's going to go down, not me. I feel every aspect, every place this fight goes, my advantage. Every single spot. Honestly, I'm not just like giving you faux confidence. Like I don't see where I'm not the better guy in this fight. I'm the better fighter all the way around.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up with Eve? I haven't talked to him.
He's standing right outside that door.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And he didn't walk in?
reason I didn't get on last week is because he accidentally locked me out of the house. I was standing outside on the front door, bang, and he thought it was someone else. He was in the shower.
What's it like hanging out with him? And I don't want to say mentor, but he's got to be. I mean, he's a mentor of me as well.
He's absolutely a mentor.
You know, what's that like to have that guy?
You know, it's huge. Like, I got to, live in the same house as a legend. So why would I sweat fighting a legend that I think isn't even on my roommate's caliber?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's great. He's, you know, super smart. I think he's going to be one of the biggest, I think he's going to go down as one of the biggest broadcasters ever too. He's, you know, he's a legend as a fighter, had 80 fights. I think he's going to go down as, well, like, one of the greatest broadcasters ever.
Do you train with him? Does he train with you?
Yeah, pretty much every day.
Because I remember him telling
me. We rolled for 20 minutes just getting a sweat, having fun, playing around, exchanging techniques yesterday.
He told me numerous times on the air that he beats up his friends even worse in training than just regular sparring partners. So what's that like to train with a guy that's not trying to hurt you, but trying to beat you up?
I think we get good work. I think, I don't know, maybe he looks at me as like a little brother. We beat each other up with love. You know what I mean? It's all love.
Sure.
Just trying to get each other better. No, never trying to like hurt each other.
Oh, no. Of course, I'm not saying that. What's he like as a roommate, and what are you like as a roommate to him? I mean, who's Oscar and who's, what was the other one?
I don't know. From the Odd Couple. Oh, man, come on, bro. I was born 1992. This is a reference.
You got to know about the. You don't know about the Odd Couple. Felix Unger and
absolutely not.
What once?
Absolutely not.
Once a clean freak.
Bro, I'm so young.
I know. No, it's not. You're so young. I'm so old.
I mean, I didn't want to say that.
Right. That was a softball that you had for me. So who's the neat freak and who's not?
He's probably neater than me. I'm fresh out of a college dorm room. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm a. But you know, we work well together. We work well together.
Well, how can you not? How can either one of you not? I mean, you know, you're awesome. He's awesome.
Exactly. So
it's a double.
Both
awesome.
Good people. Absolutely. Both considerate good people.
Who does the chores?
We both do. Both do.
Do
you know what sucks? There's no dishwasher in the house. So I'm washing dishes and stuff. I could barely fit my big like meat hands inside some of these glasses and clean. I grew up with a dishwasher. Like I said, I'm super young, so. That's been one of the biggest obstacles for me to overcome in Los Angeles.
All the money he has, he can't put a dishwasher in?
So I don't know.
Right?
It's crazy.
All right, so what should we expect Saturday night?
Saturday night, I will render Diego Sanchez unconscious in the first round. Either I'll get my first UFC knockout, or he will be submitted for the first time.
And then you watch the rest of the card?
Yeah, for sure.
You go?
Yeah, how could you not?
Well, you know, and I asked one of the other athletes earlier, do you have to block that out on how much you want to watch the fight? Because the most important thing is being victorious.
It wouldn't really detract from your focus. Obviously, you know, I want to win more than I want to breathe. And then it'll be cool to watch those fights. Like that's interesting, but I'm not, you know, I'm not excited to watch. I'm excited for my fight. I'm excited to perform, get in there, do my thing. So, and then when that's over, I'll be sitting there chilling, happy, probably have a beer in my hand, and you know, enjoy the rest of the fights.
Okay, read that real quick before I ask you this question,
right?
Because I need to make sure that I hear that all the time. You know, I hear people say, "I'm willing to die. I'm prepared to die. Nobody wants to die." I get that.
Yeah.
But you saying that winning is more important to you than breathing?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about
so.
That.
So it's like. Yeah, I made this my life. This is what I do. The losing doesn't feel good. It you know, so I had a better answer for a second ago. I just went blank. But repeat the question.
Well, it's
like, you said so like I'm obviously smart enough to know that I'm not gonna die in there.
Right.
No one's died in a
right.
fight.
Right.
But I'm a when you're in there, my mindset is absolutely kill. Don't, you know what I mean? Like I'm going till they stop moving.
Right.
So it's, you know, yeah, I think that's the stakes. I think it is. It's like, you know, he's in trying to make me
sure,
stop moving. I'm going to bash my bones into him till he's done right. moving. So it's not like, you know, I'm aware I'm not going to die, but, I'm going to push. I'm going to let my lungs, if I'm tired, I'm going to push till my lungs explode. I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'm going to the death.
What's the craziest thing you've thought about? What's this? You drifted in the middle of a fight. Where did it go and how did it happen?
I don't know. I'd say I have a I'd say mostly it's tunnel vision. You know, like you're kind of focused in on the goal and you're just reacting. I'd say I didn't drift too far. Nothing really can stand out. I remember, you know, I'd say before the fight when you're like one of my first ones, when you're like walking back and forth, they're announcing you and you see like in the regional shows, you see like your parents. It's like, how often do you fight in front of your mom?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a weird thing. So that would probably be like, or I'm looking at my aunt and I'm like, I'm a, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, it's like, so yeah, that's all. I'd say that's one of the weirdest things. But in the fight, it's hyper-focused, tunnel vision.
How excited are you on Wednesday? How excited will you be, you know, tomorrow? And does it build up or do you have to keep up?
I was super excited yesterday. Now you like Wednesday and Thursday is a weight cut. So you're kind of like, I guess you might say you're super excited, but a little more lethargic. Like excited to make that weight and go eat your pasta and drink all your stuff. But this weight cut's gone great. Working with Dr. Mateo and like Coach BZ. And I got a lot of great people around me, great team. And I feel great.
You seem like you're in a good place.
Bro, I'm going to kill it. You know? I'm going to kill it. I won the fight. I just got to show up Saturday.
Awesome.
I got this.
As always, Mick, thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure, brother.
You
know, my pleasure.
You are a man.
You've supported me from way, way back. So I made sure, you know, I got up, got down here. My pleasure.
You're part of the Randy regime.
Absolutely. You always proud member.
All right. That is it. We are done from Las Vegas, UFC 235. This has been WTAN Knockout Radio, sponsored by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Make a Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.